The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. On this special episode of Life Today.
And I don't know about your life. Perhaps you have walked through some real pain. Maybe you've known your share of suffering. You know, I think there's a companionship in suffering. When you have suffered yourself, it's almost as if Christ washes your eyes and you see people differently.
Next on Life Today.
Hi, I'm Sheila Walsh. Welcome to Life Today. I'm so glad you were able to stop by. Have you ever taken a trip that you think, wow, this trip has changed my perspective? Perhaps you went for the first time to some place like Hawaii and you saw these beautiful beaches and you thought, wow, that really was a trip of a lifetime. Well, not so long ago, I took a trip that I would say was a trip of a lifetime, but for different reasons. It wasn't a trip to relax. It wasn't a trip like a family vacation. It was a trip to be able to see with my own eyes what happens in a country when there is no clean water available. Nowhere. For hundreds and hundreds of miles. For thousands and thousands of families. I met so many women on this trip that I identified with. They were moms, just like me. Just happened that they were born in Africa, and I was born in Scotland. But apart from that, our hearts were very similar. I watched as tears poured down some cheeks, as he talked to me about the children they still have, and the children they have lost simply because they cannot give them one glass of clean water. And knowing that the children that they still have, the only water they have to give them is the water that killed their brothers and sisters. I vowed to those women that I will never forget about them, and I won't. But I want you to come with me. I want you to see what I saw. I want you to hear what I heard. And then I want you to respond to this overwhelming need that you and I can do something about today. Would you watch this? You know, I've just visited the gravesite of a 9-month-old baby boy, and I'm standing right beside his killer. It was water from this exact well that this darling boy is now getting his water from. It's a hand-dug well. It's not very deep, and the water is filthy. Mosquitoes lay their eggs in there. Children get malaria. They get diarrhea. This little one, this 9-month-old boy, died with diarrhea. The mom took him to the clinic to see if he could get some medicine. They gave him medicine, but by that point, he was so sick, he couldn't even take the medicine. He vomited up again and died in her arms. I mean, it's unthinkable. I would never, ever let a child of mine drink this, but they have no choice. The need is urgent. I've never felt such a sense of despair. I visited 4 children's graves, and I've been here 3 days. And I've asked mothers, you know, what do you do when you lose a child? And every single one of them has said, we are just simply praying. We pray to God that he will send help. Well, here we are. We are the help. You and I are the help. So please help us change the world. This is their normal. They need a new normal, where for the first time in their lives, they drink clean, fresh, life-giving water. Quite something to see with your own eyes the difference in a village where there is no clean water, and then to be able to be in a village where you, perhaps the partners here at Life Today, at Life Outreach International, have made it possible for us to put a well in a village. It is night and day. It is death and life. And I know that many of you have helped us in the past, but I'm coming to you again today, and I'm asking you afresh if you will help us. It's unspeakable to watch the grief that these mothers carry. And the thing that just amazed me was somebody said to me, well, do you think it ever becomes normal? Do you think they ever get used to that kind of loss? And my thing is, what mother would ever get used to burying her children? And you know what? It's the lead up to it as well that's heartbreaking. It's watching your children get weaker and weaker and know exactly what tomorrow is going to bring. No mother wants to do that. It's like everything in you cries out against that. You want to be able... I mean, if you're a mom, you know this. You would sacrifice anything to save your child. You would give up anything to save your child. The heartache in these places is these mothers. One mother took me inside her little hut and showed me she's got nothing left. When one of her children got sick, she literally sold every single thing she had, and now she sits just on the barren ground, nothing left but the two children she still has, wondering how on earth she can keep them alive. That's why we're coming to you today. The fact that you're watching this is hugely significant to me. Thank you for not just changing the channel. It's tempting, isn't it, when we see something that heartbreaking. We just want to put on something and forget about it. But I made a commitment to these women. I will not forget about them. And thank you that you are watching. And I want to ask if you will help us to make a difference. So little, if we all did just a little, it would literally change the lives. Because the truth is, it's not just Africa. We have been to so many countries and watched. The language was different. The heartache was the same, simply because they're giving their child water that they know potentially could kill them. What would you do in a situation like that? If you knew that you had nothing but contaminated water to give your child, and it's hot and it's dry and they get thirsty, and it's like, it must feel a little bit like Russian roulette, wondering, will this one be the one that would take their life? The beauty in these women that I saw, though, is that they still have faith. They still pray. They still believe that God will hear their prayers. And that's why it's a joy to bring this program, because I want you to hear their cries, but I want you to be able to respond as a mom, as a sister, as a dad, as grandparents, thinking, if this child lived next door to me, they would never struggle again. I would do something. Well, we're bringing these children next door, not just from Africa. I want you to see this is a problem all over the world. Would you watch this?
Waterborne illness is a killer that knows no boundaries. The death of a child is the tragic result of having no choice but to drink contaminated water. Miriam lives in a shack in Central America. She had to watch her son die in her arms because the only water source she has is a contaminated river. On a windswept hill in Madagascar, small graves serve as a painful reminder to the grieving parents that had to give their children dirty water to drink. Pitch is a young mother from a small village in Cambodia. She knows the water she collects is filled with contaminants, but she has no other options. One of her children has already died, and the other is sick. Thousands of miles away in drought-stricken Angola, the rural hospitals cannot keep up with the number of children dying from waterborne diseases. Stories like these are all too common to thousands of families living in poverty around the world. They desperately need someone to share the gift of life with them. The gift of clean water.
That's a look that you want to see. A child being able to drink clean water. But in so many countries around the world, that is just not possible. I've been in Cambodia, I've been in Angola, I've been in Zambia. There's such desperate need. And the thing is, I just have this, it's like fire burning in my bones of thinking, as long as we, the body of Christ, are on the earth at this time, we are on mission 24/7. Now, it doesn't matter whether you are, consider yourself a full-time missionary. In my opinion, if we have given our lives to Christ, if we are sold out for the kingdom, then we're on mission 24/7. And we do it in all sorts of different ways. We serve in our church. We serve our communities here in America where there's tremendous need. But I'm bringing this to you today for a very important reason. These children are literally dying every single day for one reason and one reason alone. They cannot get access to clean water. And so often by the time the mother is able to get the children to the clinic that you saw there in Angola, it's too late. They're too far gone. They're too weak. But we can say no more. I'm asking you to help. Every little bit makes a huge difference. We all have different, you know, we're all in different places in life financially. Some of you would be able to say, you know what, I can put a whole well in there. You know, I had a letter from a woman just a few weeks ago, and she said, you know what, I'm reaching retirement age and God has blessed me. I want to put a whole well in there. I mean, I did a happy dance all over the studio here for $4,800. You can put a well in a village that will give clean water to 1,000 people for 70 years with a little maintenance, which we stay up with. Can you imagine that? What a gift that is. For many of you, that's like not even in your budget, but could you do $48? Now, if you think of a typical family going out on the weekend, maybe to see a movie, popcorn, maybe to go out, get pizza afterwards, $48 is not going to cover it. But do you know what it would cover? $48 would give clean water to 10 children. What about $144? Do you have a birthday coming up? Do you have an anniversary? Is there something that you want to celebrate that maybe you'd go a little above and beyond and buy your husband, your wife a gift? Wouldn't it be amazing to say, you know what, this year we don't need any more stuff. Here's what we could do on our anniversary. Here's what we could do on our birthday. If we could get together $144, that will give clean water to 30 children in a whole village. What a huge, huge impact. For any gift at all, I would love to send you this book. I poured 2 years of my life into this book called Praying Women. You know, if you feel that you struggle in prayer, if you feel that you need a breakthrough, I've gone through scripture and really poured my life onto the pages. We will send that for any gift at all. And I know you don't do it for the gifts we send, but it's simply our way of saying, as you reach out and bless others, we want to reach out and bless you. That's been James and Betty's heart from the very beginning. But we need your help now. We want to put 350 new wells in places around the world where the need is desperate. We want to be the answer of those mothers and fathers and grandparents who are praying, please, please, God, send somebody to help. So would you go online and give the best gift you can? Pick up your phone right now. You know, you don't have to play any more of those games or check your social media. Wouldn't it be great to put all your energy into calling and saying, you know what, I get this. I'm gonna do my part. And $48, clean water for 10. $144, clean water for 30. And maybe as a Bible study group, a Sunday school class, an extended family, wouldn't it be amazing to think this year we all decided we don't need birthday gifts. We're putting a well in Africa and we're going to save the lives of children all around the world. Please go to your phone and do it now.
Thank you.
Today, a mother living in extreme poverty will do the unthinkable. Give her children dirty, disease-filled water that she knows could kill them. With no other choice, what's a mother to do? With your help, clean water is on the way. Mission Water for Life is the answer to a mother's prayer to save the lives of her children, to offer them a bright future free from the fear of death. With your gift today, you can help drill and establish 350 water wells this year. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 children. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10. $72 will provide for 15. And $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift, we'll send you Praying Women, How to Pray When You Don't Know What to Say. In her new book, Sheila Walsh shows you how to reignite your conversation with God to become a strong praying woman. With your gift of $100 or more, please request the Power of Prayer Bundle. This bundle includes a cozy throw blanket adorned with words of the Lord's Prayer, a decorative pillow cover, as well as Sheila's book. All three are encouraging reminders of how there's power in your faith-filled prayers. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well. And you may request our brand new commemorative bronze sculpture, A Mother's Strength. This is the last day. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
Betty, we've seen the effect of the cholera because we've gotten the reports in this area here from just these water sources, and then we went and saw a well. And teacher told us that they're not sick anymore and the kids can come to school.
Isn't that good?
It's a simple solution,
yes, it is.
But it's only simple if people help us.
That's right, James. And the water is such a need, life and death situation, James. I mean, I saw a mother actually drinking the water a while ago, and it broke my heart. But, you know, we have to give them a choice. They don't have a choice right now in so many places all over the world that because they don't have that choice, their bodies are being contaminated with this bad water and their families are dying. We can give them the choice of fresh, clean water. I hope you will help us.
It has been said that water is life. And the reality is, without water, no one can survive. But when water is contaminated, the risk of a person becoming sick or even worse, dying from a waterborne disease, increases dramatically.
Just over my shoulder in that clump of trees, several children are buried. I can't even imagine what that's like to have a grove of trees that contains the bodies of little ones who have died. They are lying now so close to their killer. The reason these children died is because of the water. This is the only water source for this village. But the water that is in here is filthy and contaminated. And it has become what should be a source of life. Water has become the source of death.
The mothers in these villages have no other choice but to let their children drink from unsafe water sources.
So sorry. I just have one son, and I can't imagine how painful it would be to say goodbye to my boy. This is not something that we think, oh, what a tragedy, but there's nothing we can do. We can do something. What this village needs, what this mom needs, is fresh, clean water. Will you help us? You're a good mom. You're a good, good mom.
She was so stoic. I mean, there was just, you just felt the pain that she was carrying in her heart. I almost got the feeling with her that she thought, if I ever start crying, I'll never stop. But I have to tell you, so many of the other mothers that I've been with, literally, when I've walked with them to where their children are buried, which I consider a sacred privilege, when a mom says, will you come with me? That's not a journey that you take lightly. And I have watched as mothers laid on their children's graves and just wept uncontrollably because their little one,
There was nothing they could do to save their child. I mean, I can't imagine. When I think of Christian, when he was just a little boy, we would take so many trips and we'd be in the airport sometimes late at night and he would say, "Mom, will you carry me?" And it would be like, oh, yay. And I would pick him up and hold him close to myself until we were able to get home. But can you imagine, as a mother, your son saying, "Mom, will you carry me? Because I'm so weak." And you carry him and every step of the way back from that filthy well to the place, the hut where you live, you're just saying, "God, please, please do something." And then you get your child home and put him down, and he walks outside, takes maybe two steps, and collapses and dies. That's a pain that no mother should have to face. And I don't know about your life. Perhaps you have walked through some real pain. Not like that, I wouldn't imagine. I wouldn't imagine that your child maybe died because of dirty water. But maybe you've known your share of suffering. But you know, I think there's a companionship in suffering. When you have suffered yourself, it's almost as if Christ washes your eyes and you see people differently. You can look in the face of a mom like that, and even though she seems so stoic, you just see the lines of pain that are etched into her very soul. So I'm asking you, would you help us? For $48, you will give clean, fresh water to 10 children. You know, the children that you see at the end where you see them drinking clean water, for children in a village where that's never happened, they have never tasted clean water in their lives. They don't even know what it tastes like. We can do that. We can make this miracle happen over and over and over again. If you're able to give $144, that will give clean water for 30 children. That's like a whole classroom of children that could grow up and impact their nation for Christ. But they need some help. They're not asking for transportation. They're not asking for a television to be put in. All they're asking for is a clean water source. You know, in Matthew's gospel, Matthew 25, we read that when our life down here is over, when all suffering is gone, when God has wiped the last tear off your face, he will say, you know, "I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink." And we'll say, "Lord, I mean, we would love to have done that, but when on earth were we able to give you a cup of water to drink?" And Jesus will turn and will look at you and say, "Whenever you did this for the least of these, you do it for me." Please, will you go to your phone, make the best gift possible?
Today, a mother living in extreme poverty will do the unthinkable. Give her children dirty, disease-filled water that she knows could kill them. With no other choice, what's a mother to do? With your help, clean water is on the way. Mission Water for Life is the answer to a mother's prayer to save the lives of her children, to offer them a bright future free from the fear of death. With your gift today, you can help drill and establish 350 water wells this year. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 children. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10. $72 will provide for 15. And $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift, we'll send you Praying Women, How to Pray When You Don't Know What to Say. In her new book, Sheila Wall shows you how to reignite your conversation with God to become a strong praying woman. With your gift of $100 or more, please request the Power of Prayer Bundle. This bundle includes a cozy throw blanket adorned with words of the Lord's Prayer, a decorative pillow cover, as well as Sheila's book. All three are encouraging reminders of how there's power in your faith-filled prayers. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well. And you may request our brand new commemorative bronze sculpture, A Mother's Strength. This is the last day. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
Many of these precious children behind me have lost siblings, playmates to waterborne illnesses. We can stop that cycle of death. It's as simple as giving them a cup of clean drinking water. You know, each water well will serve about an average of 1,000 people. Look at all these kids behind me, man. We can reach into areas, this area and so many more just like it, and save thousands of lives just by giving them clean drinking water. I pray you'll do what you can right now. Go to the phone, go online, make the best gift you can. And when you do, know that you will be saving precious lives all around the world with water for life.
Thank you. Thank you that you're still here. It would have been easy, maybe even tempting, just flick onto a different channel and forget that there are people hurting in the world, but you didn't. And that just speaks volumes about who you are. And I just want to say, on behalf of James and Betty, thank you. Thank you for caring. If the lines are busy, please keep calling. For any gift at all, I would love to send you my new book, Praying Women. Maybe you struggle with prayer. Maybe you wonder, you know, how does God answer prayer? What do you do when heaven seems silent? How do you get a breakthrough in prayer? Well, I've attempted to answer those questions in this book, and we would love to send it to you. And for a $100 gift, we will send you our Power of Prayer bundle, which is really beautiful, and then one of our lovely bronzes. If you are able to give $1,200, we will send you this bronze. It's called A Mother's Strength. This is the last day of the Water for Life campaign. I am so aware of the need, having walked with these mothers to where their children rest. And I have promised those mothers that we will hear their prayers and we will send help. And you're helping us to do that. If you haven't called, please call. Let's bring water for life.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.